to say my dog ears are not up to the standard they should be. And she was greeted by adulatory pageants of prophets and patron saints, cardinal virtues, and nine conquerors to do her honour. So there's this great procession, people dressed up as if it's a Roman triumph, more or less. And the conquerors were Hector, Alexander, Joshua, David, Judas, Arthur, Charlemagne, Julius Caesar, Geoffrey of Bouillon, and finally St. Margaret herself, represented slaying a great dragon. So she, as queen, it's remarkable this, isn't it, that she's the one who's honoured to be the conqueror, quite apart from Henry. Henry isn't mentioned much except for a vote of thanks. Nonetheless, there he is, in a window dating probably to the 1450s, standing in the middle, Rex Henricus Sextus, you see underneath him, Henry VI, and he's shown in the context of a whole series of conquering heroes, much as his queen is recorded as having done physically. Here he's being shown doing that visually. It's a piece of artistic propaganda to put him on the same stage as that which his queen occupied. Margaret of Anjou is an incredibly interesting character. We're talking about Queen's College, Cambridge, was founded by her and refounded by Elizabeth Woodville, the queen of Edward IV. So she's a real benefactress. Henry here, he looks quite small, doesn't he? He looks like he's about 12, really, holding the orb in the middle. On the left, can you see Arthur? Arturus on the left, on the far left. King Richard, so Richard the Lionheart. Ricardus Principis. And then on the far right, there's Constantine. So the Roman Emperor Constantine, who was proclaimed Roman Emperor in York. So there's this thing about English conquerors, Arthur, Constantine, Richard the Lionheart, in this whole series of figures, which are bumping up the profile of Henry VI, just at the time that he needs it. Now, the attribution of this window has been given to John Thornton, but given that it's 1450s, and John Thornton glazed the east window of York in 1405, he was either 80 years old or so, or it's his workshop that's carried on a certain style and technique. John Thornton came from Coventry. I think Argos has now moved. But 10 years ago, we could proudly boast that Thornton's workshop is where Argos now stands. And at least the conservation officer put a brass plaque up to say, here stood Thornton, the greatest of them all, in the 15th century. But when the bishops of Coventry and Lichfield went to York, we're talking Skirlaugh and Scrope, at the turn of the 15th century, they took Thornton with them because his glazing was the best in the land. And so York Minster's east windows just had 10 million quid given to it. And here stands this amazing example from at least his workshop. If he did it aged 85, then to me it's only more credible. Underneath is this tapestry, older than the Crown Court, 1495 maybe. Outside, this window, this 15th century window, is half filled in, it's turned into niches. Almost certainly figures stood in the niches on the outside. It was blocked to make way for this thing, and it's been there, it's been rolled up when war broke out, it's been cleaned and so on, but it is hanging on the wall for which it was intended. You see, the length is perfect. And it shows, thought to show anyway, there's Mary in the middle, and above is the figure of Justice, but that's a 17th century character. There's almost certainly Christ above it. But when the Puritans turned up, they didn't really want to look at that, and so they replaced it with justice as one of the virtues of kingship. So a 17th century restitch in the middle. But Tom Campbell of the Metropolitan in New York, he's the director of the Met, but his specialism is tapestries, arrived here, had a look at this, got very excited because he saw this tapestry recording the visit of Henry VII and Elizabeth of York as being commissioned underneath this picture of Henry VI to be part of the campaign that Henry VII ran, which ultimately went to Rome with an appeal to say, make Henry VI a saint. He's had a bad reputation, but in fact his government was one of piety. King's College Chapel, Cambridge, is Henry VI. Eton College is the feeder school, Henry VI, and Eton College Chapel.